Now on the Fifth Quarter Show, we're joined by Kenny Wyatt, the Salisbury Boys head coach. And, Coach, your team played in your own Salisbury tournament this week, and you started off with a big win over South Shelby, then you rolled over Meadville as well. Can you talk us through those two games?
Well, the South Shelby game was a two-point game at halftime, and we had a nice second half and was able to kind of pull away in that one, but really struggled, especially offensively in the first half. And last night against Meadville, they jumped on us early. I think we were down six at the end of the first, but we had a really good second quarter. We outscored them 26-8 and went into halftime with a 12-point lead. And then Meadville was up as many 14-15, I think, and Meadville made a nice run on us in the late third quarter and fourth quarter, and we were able to hit some free throws down the stretch and hold on for a win to put us in the championship game tonight against a really good Cairo boys team.
Yeah, and that Cairo team that you did mention, they are a very good team, and you fell short in the championship game. But who are some of the kids that have been playing well for the last few weeks that have led your team to an 8-4 record on the season so far?
Well, in the game against South Shelby, Jackson King had a nice game for us. He had 22, and sophomore Jaden Green had 14. And against Meadville, Jackson, you know, backed up his game on Tuesday with another nice game. He had 20 points, and Jaden Green and Grant Beer both had 10 points. So nice to get, you know, three guys in double figures. And tonight's kind of the same thing. We had three guys in double figures. Jackson had 12, and Grant Beer had 12, and our only senior on the team, Kaylor Haynes, had 12. So starting to see, really the first half, we kind of were two guys, Jackson and Grant Beer inside, but Jaden Green's really picked it up of late for us and has been scoring in double figures. So if we can get that third guy, it makes it easier for our other two guys that are kind of guys that just like to get the ball to the rim.
On this point in the season in January, it seems like every team's very busy, whether it's playing in tournaments or conference play. What's on tap coming up in the coming weeks for Salisbury boys?
Yeah, you know, we had three games in 4 days this week. You know, they moved the championship game up to tonight because of the weather tomorrow. In fact, we only had two, supposed to have had six games tonight, and we only ended up having two. So they're going to try to make that up sometime in February. And, you know, no rest for us, really. We go on to next week. We got to go to Paris on Tuesday, which they got a really nice ball club, too. And then we're home against Brookfield team that's playing really well this year, and then Scotland County on Friday. So Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for us next week.
All right, what are some things you would like to see your team improve on before they get to this tough part of the schedule?
Well, defensively, I really feel like, you know, we're making some progress and doing a pretty good job. We just need to get a little better in our half-court sets. We're too streaky in our half-court game. And if we can get out and run the floor, we look pretty good. But if a team can stop our transition game and make us run a half-court game, we've kind of struggled so far this year. That's something that hopefully we can get better at. And, you know, we still got a time. There's still 6 weeks left in the regular season.
Well, we look forward to talking to you again next week and see how the week went for the Salisbury Panthers.
All right, thank you.